Margaret's on the line. Hey, Margaret, welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't want Jerry to yell at me, so I'm going to ask a question.
Well, you got more bamboo here, or what are we talking
no,
about?
No, sir, no, sir. I have acquired some of the red berries from Nandina. Well, they can I propagate those?
Yeah, they'll grow.
They'll grow? Just put them in what size? Just start out with, a little 6-inch pot or something?
Yeah,
I'm going to wait till the weather gets warmer, of course.
Well, if you want to start them indoors, you can. What you do is, they're in the red berries now, which is the fruit.
Right.
And if you squeeze them out of the red berry, and there'll be there's two seed in each berry. I can't remember.
Okay. Just
squeeze them out and immediately put them in some more.
Amazes me he remembers that. He can't remember when he's got a program the next day, and he's remembering how many seeds are in a Nandina berry.
Well, see, my mother had them out front of our house all the time, and of course we would. We're punishable by death if you pick them, because they were real pretty, on the red. And they were out front. And so as I remember squeezing them, it seemed, of course, that's been 40 years ago, but 50 years ago. But it seemed like they had two seed in them. But anyway, you plant them right out of the fruit. Now,
okay.
I'm assuming that's right. I don't guess they have a dormancy period. They may have a cold dormancy.
Well, they occasionally reseed here, so they...
Occasionally. They're taking the hill country. I mean, I could even see the red oaks this year as I was going up I-10 there to the left there and next to that park. They were all over there, coming down the hills, and you could hear that music from Jaws.
Jerry's making fun of
the
folks that have identified them as an invasive plant.
They're thinking about having to move Fiesta, Texas, because of all those Nandinas spreading over the woodlands there. It's a terrible, terrible invasive plant.
Okay.
Terrible
thing. Well, I'm not worried about that. I can pull up ones I don't want.
Good girl. Me either. I'm not worried about that.
You just said to just squeeze out the berries and immediately put them in damp potting soil?
Yes, ma'am. Try it that away, and then put some of those berries in the refrigerator, in the berry hole, and put them in the refrigerator.
In the vegetable tray.
Yeah, in a jar or something, and then do this same routine next spring.
Okay.
And to call back and let me know which one is which, I'd have to look. Forrest Appleton is probably looking this up as we speak, but some of those have to be vernalized. In other words, have a cold treatment before they'll germinate.
Okay. Well, thank you for your information, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mark. Probably the only thing that's saving the hill country now is because we've had a couple of warm winters, and they haven't been able to vernalize.
So no natural vernalization?
That invasive seed has not started to spread all over the hill country.